Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of you to the Pastor Sheila Hafein Show. At this time, we're going to open up the show with a word of prayer. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal, wise God in heaven, Lord, we come before you calling upon your holy name, asking you for mercy and forgiveness. Oh, God, look upon us, oh, Lord, and have compassion on us. Be merciful, Lord, and forgive our sins. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. Wash us and clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Oh, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask you, Lord, to fix us and make us right. Work on us, oh God. Prepare us, oh Lord Jesus, for your work. We ask that you will bless in this broadcast, Lord. Bless each and every one who is tuned into the broadcast tonight, Lord. We are asking for a special blessing that you will speak to each heart, that you will touch each and every one, that you will move upon them right now, God, and bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, oh God, while we're calling on you, we are praying, Lord, that you will heal those who are sick, who are listening in, Lord, desiring to be made whole. You have the power, and there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. There's nothing impossible. And we are asking in faith that you will move right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord, and make Everwood whole. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, God, that you will save dying souls everywhere. Deliver them right now, Lord, from the bondage of sins. Lord God, loose their shackles. Destroy the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover right now, Lord. We are waiting on you, Lord. Bless while we're waiting, oh God. Touch, Lord, while we're waiting. Heal while we're waiting. Make whole while we're waiting. Open doors while we're waiting. Oh, God, do it for us right now. We believe you, Lord Jesus. We are touching and agreeing on the same things. We are praying, God, that you'll rebuke the COVID virus. Oh, Lord, and that you will heal those who are laid up in the hospitals or in their homes, wherever they may be. Lord, visit them at their sick bed and lay your holy hand upon them, your healing hand. Let your healing virtue move upon them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And Lord, give them a testimony that they may glorify your name in the name of Jesus. If any have committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven, oh my God, and make them whole right now. Oh Lord, with your stripes, we are healed. We believe the report, oh God, and we are trusting in you right now. Lord, encourage our hearts and take us through. Lord, continue to bless greatly all around the countries, all around the world, in every nation. Lord, let your word reach every heart. Let it reach the souls of men. Oh, Lord, those who don't know you, make yourself known unto them. Oh, God, reveal your powers. Reveal your great glory in the name of Jesus. We believe it right now, Lord. Remember us in a special way. Remember our leaders, oh God. Bless them that they may lead and guide your people according to your will. In the name of Jesus, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your word, your commandments, and your will. Oh, Lord God, bless abundantly. In the name of Jesus, comfort the bereaved families today, Lord. Have mercy upon them and be close to those families in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now for your mercy. We thank you for grace, Lord. We thank you for allowing us this opportunity. We thank you, oh, God, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers so many times and coming to our aid. We thank you for being there for us, even as you promised that you would never leave us, neither would you forsake us. And, Lord God, we know without a doubt that you have always kept your word and you always will. We are standing on your promises, the words that you have spoken. Oh, my God, they are true, and we thank you. We bless your name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll continue to bless us and be with us. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Truly, we thank God for each one of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. Thank God for you. We thank the Lord for prayer. Thank God for his touch.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And for the benefit of those who are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer, and also pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all the people of God and each and every one in their respective places. Thank God for my co-host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who is on the broadcast with us, and also Evangelist Khadija Hameen, also on the broadcast. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who will read the opening scripture and give a song and some announcements. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank God for the opening prayer. The opening scripture is taken from the 111th number of Psalm. That's the 111th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath shewed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." So we thank God for the reading of his word, the 111th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 10th verses throughout its entirety. Just want to thank you all again for tuning in. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's broadcast or any broadcast that has gone forth, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School. We want to remember all those on our prayer list, namely Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pardon me. I have a prayer list. And all those who are requesting prayer, all of those who have been affected by COVID. We want to continue to pray for them. And any name I might not have called, the names are still on the prayer list. Amen. I'm just got a little turned around there. I apologize.
All right.
So Garnice Holmes, Victor Olalei, Angela Setti Jr., Curtis Berry, Lewis Marshall Jr., Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, the bereaved Kellum family, the bereaved Reeves family, the bereaved Caraway family, and all of the bereaved families. Amen. And if you need something to help you get through the week, or you're just looking to support other ministries, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number without an access code is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Ministry Emmanuel Hoags teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631 if you would like me to list any new ministries. Or if you would like your name added to the prayer list or someone else's name added to the prayer list, you can text us at 410-209-7503. That's if you have a testimony that you'd like to share or some encouraging words, again, you can text us at 410-209-7503. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 7148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing a portion of this song. Encourage my soul and let us journey on. For the night is gone and we are bound for home. Praise be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Encourage my soul and let us journey on. For the night is gone and we are bound for home. Thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The storm is passing over.
The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Encourage my soul and let us journey on. For the night is gone and we are bound for home. Thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell, who can have words and turn the service back into the hands of the speaker. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection, The Storm Passing Over. I don't know if you believe that or not, but I do. That
Amen.
Storm that seeks to hinder us. Glory to God. I believe it's almost over. It's
Amen.
Passing. You have to believe God and trust Amen. God and take him at his word that what he says will come to pass. So I thank the Lord for that song and also for the open scripture saying, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Lord, have mercy. When we come into the congregation of the Lord, we ought to yes. praise him with our whole heart, with everything yes. that is in us. And whatever it is that we need, I believe God will deliver.
Amen.
Glory to God. Sometimes that's what it takes, is a praise, giving God praise and glorifying
Amen.
His name. And also I like the part where it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you begin to fear God, I'm telling you, you're beginning to receive wisdom, and you'll be wise to accept the word of God that you may be able to be saved in these lust and evil days. I tell you, we're living in hateful times. The devil is raging on every hand. The people of God, brothers and sisters, we want you to be encouraged and to hold on to God's unchanging hand. The storm is almost over. So we thank the Lord for those for that selection and for the word of God. Now at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word on this afternoon. Let us pray with that. All that can get a word of prayer through, let's pray for her that the word of God has free course. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture and also for those words of encouragement and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. Also, thank God for the song that was sang. You know, God, he is just a great and mighty God. And when we think on the works of the Lord, as the scripture says, his works are great. God is doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. And again,
Amen.
It is important that we fear the Lord. And that part right after that 10th verse, the first part of the 10th verse, it says, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. When you yield yourself to fulfill
yeah.
God's will and to keep his commandments, God, he gives you a good understanding of what it takes
Amen.
To do his will, how to go Amen. About doing his will, how to please him. And for people who are wandering around in the dark and not knowing what to do, you need to fear the Lord. And this is the beginning of wisdom. And sometimes yes. people tend to marvel how God will work, how he will use different individuals. But you have to understand this comes from God. You don't just get this on yes. your own, praise the Lord, but yes. fearing the Lord, that's the beginning of wisdom. And then God, he will open up your understanding, and there are depths of understanding and levels of understanding that God will take you to, hallelujah, if Amen. You only would keep his commandments, his praise endure forever. Oh, glory to God. Yes. We ought to spend more time praising the Lord. I just thank God because, again, yes. as was stated, sometimes all it takes is a praise. And that's all we need to Amen. Do is just render a praise. Just open that mouth and let that praise ring yes. out. Hallelujah. And God, Lord, he will do great and mighty things. And I thank God again yes. for this broadcast. And my soul is stirred. Praise the Lord. My soul is just stirred concerning the word of God, concerning the work of God.
Yes.
There's another opportunity yes. to do something for the Lord that stirs my soul. That gets me excited. Yes. Hallelujah. Makes me want to do more for God. Makes me want to stretch out the more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't know
yes.
how anyone else feels, but this is the Lord's day. Yes. And I'm glad in it. Yes. And I'm praising my God for all that yes. he's done, for his great and mighty work. I praise him. I magnify him, and I lift him up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We just thank God once again for just having this opportunity. Praise God. And I thank God because I know what it means to be made free. Once you come to the knowledge of the truth, Jesus declared that the truth would make you free. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I'm glad to be free in Jesus. I thank him because he came into my life one day. He converted me and sanctified me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost, sent me out, hallelujah, to do his will. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And I said, yes, Lord, I'll go where you
yes,
send
Lord.
Me. I'll do what you want me yes. to do. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I surrender to do the will of God. Oh, praise the Lord. I just thank God for giving me a chance. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. So this time, we're going to prepare for the word of God. And this is a pre-recorded message that was preached on the Prayer News Network maybe a couple of weeks ago, sometime last month. I don't remember the exact date, but again, this is a pre-recorded message that we'll be listening to. And so we ask that you will open your hearts and listen carefully to the word of God. Amen. At this time, the word of God is coming forth.
Glory be to God. But we thank God again for your coming. Glory be to God. And at this time, we're going to release the platform to our speaker. Amen. Again, a very familiar voice. Of course, amen. Coming all the way out of Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise for the woman of God, the pastor. Amen. Always willing, always available to extend. Amen. Her hand. Amen. In the service of the Lord. We thank God for her on tonight. Glory be to God. She's coming to us from Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. And we thank God on tonight, people of God. We want you to help us to receive tonight. Amen. Pastor Sheila Amin. God bless you, woman of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So happy to be back one more time on the Prayer News Network Global. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm just thanking the Lord for his blessings on my soul is yet rejoicing and praising God. And I was very happy to be back on the broadcast tonight with you one more time. It is just a blessing indeed. And I thank God for all of you
And for everyone who is listening on tonight, truly, I thank the Lord for you. And it's an honor anytime to do a work for the Lord. So I don't mind ministering for the Lord. I don't mind doing this work because this is my calling. And I'm so glad that the Lord allowed me to serve him for this short time. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God because he came into my life. He converted me and sanctified me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave me a desire to go all the way, to drive and to go all the way. And I'm thankful to the Lord. Praise God. And so I'm not going to hold you unnecessarily. Praise the Lord. And I do want to make mention that when the Lord lays something on your heart to do, it's good to go ahead and do what God is laying on your heart at the time he's laying it on your heart. Not to put it off. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait around. But when the Lord says do it, just do it right then and there. And you'll see just how greatly the Lord will bless you for being obedient to the will of God. Praise the Lord. So on tonight, I'm asking that you will pray with me and for me as we prepare to go to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And we did have service on today in the building, and it was beautiful. We had my little grandchildren there, and I thank God for them. It's a blessing to teach them the ways of the Lord, and they are learning so beautifully. Now, I spoke earlier today regarding my grandson, how maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were in the building, and I called them all up to the front so we could have prayer. And I just happened to say, we're going to have prayer. So my grandson, who's 2 years old, he didn't hesitate. He didn't wait. He just started praying. He just said, God, we thank you for this day. And it just did my heart good. So I just let him lead the prayer. So I thank the Lord for him. I thank God because he is doing great and mighty things in the midst of adversity. With all the things that are going on around us, with all the evil forces coming against us, even with all of that, God has a way of encouraging his people. God has a way of showing up right on time. Amen. And sometimes we don't recognize it, but God already has the answer to what we need, or he already has provided what we need, and we just can't see it. It's there all the time, and it's because God placed it there. But we were not able to see it until God took away the blinders off our eyes, until God was ready to reveal it unto us. Because sometimes we don't know how to accept what God allows. And the Lord, he will teach us just how to accept his will. Even though in our eyes we see things certain ways, but they're not the way God wants it done. Amen. We just don't see just like God. God has a way of revealing to us what it is he wants us to know. And so now let us prepare our heart for the word of God, and let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you, asking that your will be done, that you will speak to us, Lord, and minister unto us the things that we all stand in need of, one by one and name by name. Lord, we believe you and we thank you and we count it done. We praise your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So
At this time, if you would go to your Bible, I'd be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And I'd like to start with the book of Psalms, going to the 113th number of Psalms, and in its entirety of 6 verses. And then I'd also like to go to the 150th Psalm, in its entirety of 6 verses. And then I'd like to go over to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And I believe we'll just read that starting down at about verse 18. Praise the Lord. From verse 18 on down to the 31st verse, if it be the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'd like to go to 113th Psalm. Verse 1 reads, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? The 150th number of Psalms, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Going to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And I'm going to ask you to just please pray along with me. I have my grandchildren here, and they are calling my name. Praise be to God. So, Evangelist Bradley, if you would, go ahead and read Isaiah 40, starting with verse 18, and I'll be right back with you if you don't mind reading that for me. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 40, starting with verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melted a graven image, and the goldsmith spreaded it over with gold, and cast a silver chain. He that is so impoverished that he has no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one falleth. What sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But he that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God, these passages of Scripture, and thank you, Evangelist Bradley, for reading those scriptures for me. Praise the Lord. And the title of the message tonight is The Greatness of God. And the thing to focus on is that there is no one like God. Hallelujah. And beginning with the book of Psalms, and this book has many different songs and hymns and prayers and exhortations that we can read and learn so many things about God. But sometimes we haven't taken the time to really get to know the greatness of God. And the praises of the Lord that we render to him. We really need to consider that God is so much higher than the heavens. God is so great and so mighty that looking upon us, we are less than nothing when it comes to him. Nevertheless, God humbles himself so that he can behold the heaven and the earth. Who are we, or what are we, that God should even think on us, the Lord? So we need to take the time out and really consider how we praise our God. Is God pleased with our praise? Is he pleased with the way we worship? Hallelujah. Is he pleased with the offerings that we render unto him? Glory be to God. The greatness of God needs to be thought about very carefully. Do some deep
thinking and consider how great God is. In the psalm, it says, praise ye the Lord, praise O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. His name is so great. As Moses questioned God concerning who should he tell the children of Israel, sent him, God said, I am. So in thinking on the greatness of God, God is. And I'll leave that open because it can be filled with so many things that we can't even run out of things to place there. The greatness of God leaves us with this thought in the forefront, God is. Hallelujah. Well, praise be to God. Reading a little further, from the rising of the sun, I want to go back to the second verse. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So don't forget how blessed the name of the Lord is. From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. This is so important. From the time that the sun rises unto the time that the sun goes down, the Lord's name is to be praised. So that means every waking moment, his name is to be praised because blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. He is so high above all nations. The glory of the Lord is above the heavens. Thank you, Jesus. The greatness of God, sometimes our minds are just incapable of even imagining or seeing in our mind's eye just how great God is. Hallelujah. But there are those times when God will give us just a little glimpse. Amen. And we can see the vastness of his power, his majesty, his greatness, his glory. And this doesn't happen that often, but there are those times when God will reveal his glory. Amen. He will let us see just a small portion. Let's go to Psalm 150. This is exhorting us to praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. We have to praise him in a certain place. We are exhorted where to praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. The praise has to be according to God himself. Amen. And God takes pleasure in the praises of his saints. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. These praises need to be perfected. So much so that when we render praise, they will be accepted of the Lord. So think about it. Praises that we send up, the worship all of this? Has the Lord accepted it? Is it acceptable unto God? Hallelujah. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, with the psaltery and harp, with the timbrel and dance, with string instruments and organs, upon the loud cymbals, upon the high-sounding cymbals, let everything that hath breath the Lord. And so thinking on the greatness of the Lord, we should be praising him from the moment our eyes come open and with every breath. Oh, glory to God. We need to give God the praise that is due to him, because there is no one like God. Not one. No one can be compared to him. No one like the Lord, the God who can speak and bring things into existence that are not there. A God who can speak and remove things that exist and cause them to become invisible. Hallelujah. The greatness of God. And we find ourselves doubting. We find ourselves with little faith. But something I'm learning in these latter years to apply to what I say, to have peace and confidence in knowing that we can speak things into existence. We can speak by faith, and God has the power to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. So if we say something that we want God to do and we don't believe it, we're not expecting God to do it. More glory be to God. But when you have a certain level of peace in this come time, experience, test, and trial, hallelujah. But when you're at a place where you can open your mouth and speak it as if to say, I know God is able to heal your body. If you don't believe that, there's doubt there. You don't have that peace inside. You don't have that confidence while you're speaking it. You're just saying it. A lot of people, they know God will heal, but do you earnestly believe it when you say it? And this is something that develops over time, as I stated, in rendering praises unto God, in worshiping him, and thinking on the greatness of God. Hallelujah. And that there is none like him. And when we go into the scripture and we see all the things that God has done, when we think about all the miracles that he's wrought and all the souls that he saved, hallelujah, all those who were bound up that he set free, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Those that were sick, he healed and raised them up. When we think about those who even died and the Lord caused them to be raised from the dead and added more years onto their life. Oh, thank you, Lord. The greatness of God is something we ought to think about more. We ought to consider a whole lot more. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Because God, he lets us know just how great he is. He He lets us know his power, his might, and his majesty, his glory. The Lord's name is to be praised. Glory, hallelujah. From the very rising of the sun to the going down of the same, from this time forth, even forevermore. Give him praise. Lift him up. Even as Jesus said to Nicodemus, that if the Son of Man, as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man also be lifted up. And he said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. So we need to praise God more. We really need to think about his mighty acts. We need to praise him in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. And when we consider his sanctuary, we're not necessarily talking about the building that we go into to render praise unto God. Hallelujah. But we are talking about the sanctuary of our heart, his sanctuary, because he comes inside and he makes his abode there. He lives inside of us. And so his sanctuary is in our heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. And therefore, we need to praise him in his sanctuary. We need to praise him in the promise of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. He has wrought so many mighty acts. He brought the children of Israel out of Egypt with a strong hand. For glory to God. Mighty acts. He delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. Oh, yes, he did. Praises for his mighty acts. The three Hebrew boys, as we know them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God delivered them out of a burning, fiery furnace. Hallelujah. He was right there inside the furnace, right along with them, and took the heat out of the flame. Praise him for his mighty act. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. His excellent greatness. The praise needs to line up and be according to his excellent greatness. Not how we perceive things, not how we think it should be, but it should be according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. And the sound of the music, all of these, we use to give praise to our God. And we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We ought to lift up our voices, all ye lands, and give him praise. Oh, hallelujah. Because he is worthy. His name is worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything. We need to encourage everyone that we encounter to praise Almighty God. We need to encourage them to give God the glory. I know sometimes people say, oh, thank you for singing that song. Thank you for, let's give God the glory. Give it all to the Lord because that's where it belongs. Without him, what could we do? We are less than nothing. before Almighty God. So all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, everything belongs to the name of the Lord. Oh, praise be to God. And we take it up in Isaiah. Isaiah picks it up, the 40th chapter, with this question in verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? There is none, none whatsoever. The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. But still it cannot be likened unto God. It cannot be compared to God, because it is made by man's hand. Hallelujah. He that is so impoverished that he has no ablation chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. But it cannot be likened to God. There is no comparison whatsoever. Because the only thing that's going to stand is the name of the Lord. Everything else, all the graven images, the idol gods, all is going down. Hallelujah. People are caught up into idols, worshiping individuals and giving them all kinds of praises. But all the glory, all the praise belong to God. No one can compare with him. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We can't even go that far back. Glory, hallelujah. Who sat down and counseled God? Who instructed him? Who taught him in the path of judgment? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? No one. Who told God how to do things? No one. Hallelujah. There is no one to compare with him. Think about the greatness of God. The greatness of God. He didn't have a counselor to counsel him or to teach him. Because before anyone came about or anything, God is. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isaiah describes him in the 15th verse, the nations he describes. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the owl as a very little thing. The 17th verse says, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. All nations. God is above all nations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? No, there's none. None. And let's go on down to 28, verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. The greatness of God, hallelujah, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. And this prophecy has already been fulfilled and is yet being fulfilled, because we see the youth are fainting and they are weary. The young men are falling. Oh, hallelujah. But there is yet hope if we're willing to wait on God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Because of the greatness of God. Oh, hallelujah. If we wait on him for just a little while, it may seem like it's taking a long time. Oh, but I'm going to tell you how to pass the time. You ought to praise him in his sanctuary. You ought to praise him in the firmament of his power. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you ought to praise the name of the Lord and wait patiently until you hear from him, because he will show up and he will show out. Oh, yes, he will. He will come with his reward in his hand. He will come with blessings and deliverance and salvation. He will come with healing and restoration. He will come with everything that we need, because God is. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No one can compare with Jesus. God is an open statement. Put everything there that you need him to see. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Oh, glory to God. He is my counselor. He's everything to me. Oh, praise be to God. God is my healer. God is everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be the name of the Lord. All glory and honor belong to him. So let us take this word and remember that God is the creator of the ends of the earth. He fainteth not, neither weary. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. He never gets tired. So no matter how many times we go to him, no matter how many times we call upon his name, he is never weary. He's never asleep. His ears are always open, listening for our call, listening for our cry, for our praise, for our worship, listening to his people. Hallelujah. God is the everlasting God and the creator of you and me. Oh, praise the Lord. And if we want to be pleasing unto the Lord, we need to dig deep into the mysteries of the greatness of God. And when we go after God in this man, when we cry unto him and seek his face, he will reveal himself to us. And I want to share with you a testimony of how God came into the room and he visited me. Some of you may have heard me tell this testimony, but I feel led to tell it here tonight. I recall that there was a day when my soul was vexed, and I felt so despondent. So praise be to God. I had the key to the building of one of our churches there in New Jersey, Faith Temple. We hadn't started having service in there, but I had the key at the time after just signing the lease and so forth. And so feeling the way I felt, for my heart was so heavy. My heart was so overwhelmed that I needed to cry unto the Lord. So I went to that building, and I fell down on my knees. There was one chair there, and I just put the chair down, and I kneeled down, and I cried. I cried unto the Lord. And I just kept on crying to him and just calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, I don't know how long I was there, but I think I was there about 4 or 5 hours, maybe longer. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. But I remember praying so earnestly and just calling on the Lord Jesus. He knew the situation, and I didn't even say what the situation was or what I was crying about, but I just kept on calling on Jesus. And the tears just kept on flowing. Hallelujah. And after a while, after kneeling there, I got up and I went to wash my face. In the restroom, the mirror was to the left as you're walking into the door. And the sink was straight in front. So I walked straight in to wash my face, but I caught a glimpse to the side, to the left side, where the mirror was. Turned to look in the mirror. Lord, thank you, Jesus. And I saw a glow on my face, and it's as if I didn't recognize my own face. So I started pulling at my skin and trying to figure out what had happened to it, because it didn't look like my skin. Oh, glory to God. It was such a bright glow on my skin, on my countenance. Lord, thank you, Jesus. So the Lord was in the room with me, and I knew it not. As Jacob said, the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. I didn't even know that he had stopped by and made his holy visitation, and he left evidence behind. Oh, praise be to God. So I left there and went next door, and they were looking at me strange, trying to figure out what was going on, and I wasn't even fully aware. Oh, praise the Lord. So I went on to one of the saints' houses, and when I walked in the door, their eyes began to open so wide, and they were like, "Evangelist, how mean? What happened? What happened?" And I just told them I had been with the Lord. And they said, your skin looks like velvet. So the Lord, he left his evidence that he had shown up, that he was in the room. Hallelujah. And so the greatness of God is something we ought to consider more often. We ought to consider giving him more praise. We ought to consider lifting him up everywhere we go. And we need to do it with a sincere heart to know that God has accepted our praise, because he is so high above all nations and his glory is so high above the heavens. Oh, praise be to God. He has to humble himself even to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. What a mighty God we serve. What a great God we serve. And I thank God for his word. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage everyone who's listening tonight to get closer to the Lord, to reaffirm your relationship with him. If at any time you don't communicate with him as often as you did before, that means you're losing touch. Your relationship with the Lord is on the line, because there's an enemy who is seeking to devour you, seeking to destroy you. So never, never fall off from your communication with the Lord. Stay in contact with God. Stay in communication. Pray earnestly every day, every night, as often as you can. Pray without ceasing, as the Bible exhorts us to do so. Oh, hallelujah. Let's praise our God. Let's praise him with everything we have. The timbrel, the dance, the stringed instrument, organ, loud cymbals, high-sounding cymbals, whatever other instrument you have, let's praise the Lord. All the stringed instruments, psaltery, harp, trumpet, whatever you have available to you, use it to praise the Lord. But praise him according to his excellent greatness. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank God for his word on tonight. I thank God for his greatness. There's no one like God. Praise the Lord. At this time, maybe there's someone listening tonight desiring a special prayer. We're going to give you that invitation right now to accept prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would come forth and lead us to the throne of grace. God bless, Evangelist May.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for all the great things that you have done, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for the word. Thank you for the messenger. We pray that you continue to bless, continue to sing your word and send out anointing. Have your way the more. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. Let our love cover, Lord. Help somebody to come to you, Lord. Help them to receive you and to receive your word, O Lord, that they might live thereby. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, we're depending on you today. We want you to touch in a special way. Send your word the more, Lord. Send not anointing, O Lord. Touch some soul, O Lord. Help them to break up the stony heart. Help them to give their life to you. Help them to run, Lord, for their life, O Lord. Realize the soul is in trouble, Lord. We know that you are a deliverer. You were able to bring them out. Help them, Lord, to speak your faith and to call upon your name. Help them to draw nigh unto you, Lord. Help them, O Lord, to fall out with their ways, to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them, Lord, to seek your face as never before. Help them, Lord. Help them to draw nigh unto you. Help them, Jesus, to call upon your name, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. You are a mighty God. You can fix every situation. You can save to the uttermost. You can deliver the bound souls.
Yes,
Jesus, have mercy, O Lord. Send mercy, O Lord. Support the people with compassion, Lord. Stop by, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Touch with your finger of love. Have mercy, Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, Lord. Touch this, Lord. Save, heal, and forgive. Deliver, Lord. Right out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Help, Lord. Help, Jesus. Look
Help
on the unsaved, Lord. Save them, Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able to bring them on in, to draw them in with your bands of mercy and love. Save, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, my God, somebody needs you to deliver, Lord. Somebody needs you for healing. Somebody needs you for comfort, Lord. We know that you're able. You're able, Jesus. Save, Jesus. Deliver. Be merciful to the people, oh, Lord. We know you're able, oh, Lord. Lift up. Bow down head. Oh, my God, have mercy today. We know you're able, and we're depending on you. We pray that you continue to have your way and grant the petitions that we desire of thee. We pray, Jesus, that you will move, Lord, in a mighty way. Work a miracle, O Lord. You're still a miracle worker. Too hard to do. You are a great God. You do great wonders, Lord. Jesus, help us to be mindful of thy word. Help us to be mindful to give thy name the praise, to lift thee up, O Lord. For
yes,
you said in your word, your glory will you not give to another. We glorify you. Oh, we glorify you, Lord. We give your name the praise. Thou art so worthy, O Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. Somebody is sick in their body. Somebody is dying. Somebody want to be saved. Jesus, have mercy, oh, Lord. Right now, Lord. Fix it for him, Jesus. Fix it, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you have mercy upon your people, Lord. Help us, Jesus. We want to be saved. We want to endure, and we want to go through, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, to lift up our heads in the name of Jesus, to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, Lord. No other help we know, but we are dependent on you, Lord. We realize we are nothing, oh, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. We need you, Lord. We need strength, and we need more power, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us to seek thy call upon thy name. Help us to draw nigh unto you, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to pray, Lord, to go down in sackcloth and ashes, seeking your face, that
yes,
we might
Lord.
Draw closer, that we might be ready. When you call our name, teach us the number of days. Oh, my God, we don't know how long we have on this earth.
Yes,
but we're speaking to please you, to do your will. We want you to move in our lives. Everything that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will, we pray that you move it, Lord. Move it out, oh, Lord. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us today, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Be merciful to your people, Lord. Spare your people, Lord. Help us, Lord. We know you got the power, Lord. Thou art almighty. You're all powerful, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to continue to fear thy name. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able. I thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your compassion, Lord. Thank you for how you bless us. Thank you for how you kept us. We thank you, oh Lord. Oh my God, we are thankful unto you. We bless your holy name. We give praise, Jesus, unto thy name. Not another, but unto thy name, oh Lord. Jesus, we realize we can do nothing without you. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that you may exalt us in due time. We are but a worm. Oh, my God. We can do nothing without you. But we need you to help us, to go with us, to lead us and guide us, to direct our path and show us the way you would have us to go. Teach us to acknowledge you in all our ways that you might direct our path. And we give thy name the praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to sing your word through her. Continue to teach through her. Oh, my God, continue to have your way and let your will be done in her life. Help her, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you want to please you, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to bless in a special way. And we will give thy name the praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for this opportunity for the word of God that came through events I mean, and of the truth. God is great. His greatness cannot be compared to no one else or anything else. God is great. And the word of God said, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Amen.
In the city of our God. Glory to God, his name is great, and he's greatly to be praised, and he is greatly to be feared. Glory to God.
Amen.
I thank God. Thank him for that word.
Thank
his
Jesus.
Name
yes, Lord.
Is worthy to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Yes.
Amen.
I thank God for that precious word of God and the teaching. And I tell you, God, he is just good. I'm thankful for the word that we are getting because some people throughout the country is not getting the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They're getting some of everything. They are using different Bibles. Lord, have mercy, and different words. But nothing is going to stand but the word of God.
Amen.
Grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God standeth forever. So we thank the Lord. I tell you, I'm stirred up. I just thank God for that word coming through events. I mean, and I'm asking that those of you that get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for us, myself, and it's Hameen and Dennis Khadija. We're asking that you pray for them, if you can get a prayer through, because we need your prayers. We're trying to do the work of the Lord, and God knows all about it. We're nobody. We're just a worm. The Bible called Jacob, thou worm. You're a worm. And I tell you, I began to dream a dream on the other day. I believe it was Wednesday. And it was like a ball. In the hand, it was a little round ball that was like in the hand, and it just kept moving. And I was wondering why it wasn't dying. And the Lord just came to me, and he just brought it to me, worm. That's what it is. It's a worm.
Mm.
And I believe he let me know that that's what I am, a worm. Because we cannot do anything without God.
Amen.
We need him. We need him to help us. Yes. And I'm just going to cut off. But I just thank God for the word on tonight, and it's time to keep preaching. And it's Khadija. Keep singing, praising God, and doing whatever the Lord leads you to do. Service into the hands of Vanessa Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Vanessa Hameen. Thank God for the sermonette coming through Vanessa Maybell. I was enjoying that. Thank God for the prayer. I thank God for all things. I truly, the greatness of God, there is no one like God. There's no one like him. There's nobody that's higher than him. There's nobody that equals him. You know, nobody else's name is worthy of that high praise that Evangelist Hameen began to talk about. Even the scripture that, you know, the opening scripture, holy and reverend is his name. He's a great God. He not only created the earth, but he created the ends of the earth. And like the preacher said, our minds can't even imagine how great God is. There is no searching of his understanding. And it's sad to say, but there are some people that they don't know. They might not have heard of the greatness of God, but that doesn't stop him from being great. He's still great. I truly enjoy the word of God. And even the words that Evangelist Maybell began to say, you know, he's so great. That's what we are. Compared to God, that's what we are. Worms, nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's good to know that. It'll keep you humble. But I just thank God for the word of God again. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Truly thank God for that anointed prayer and that little sermonette coming through Evangelist May, and also the beautiful and sermonette coming through Evangelist Khadija. I just thank God for this great broadcast. And I know it was God who brought it into being. It wasn't something I was seeking out, but it was the Lord who presented the opportunity. And I thank God for every one of you who continue to tune in, to support us, and praying for us. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. We just thank God because God is a mighty God. He's truly great. And his greatness is just so out of our reach when it comes to even containing it in our minds. Our minds are so small, we can't even contain the greatness of God. Amen. But thank God that he humbled himself to look down on us, to look beyond all of our faults, hallelujah, and see our needs and bless us. Oh, what a great God he is. And I want to encourage you to take the word of God in and apply it to your life daily. Live by it. We just thank God for this broadcast once again. Thank the Lord for Evangelist May and for Evangelist Khadija. Oh, I thank God for prayer because I know that prayer changes things. Prayer works.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah. Whatever situation you ever get in, you can pray unto the Lord, and God will hear and answer, and he will come to your aid. I just thank the Lord for all things. You who are seeking to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you're seeking for the Lord to come and live in you, don't give up, but wait patiently on him, and he will come in. He will come into your heart. He will live inside of you. But make yourself available so that he can come into your heart. And as far as praise, don't stop praising him, because there are times that I've seen down through the years where somebody was giving a praise to God and the Holy Ghost came down. The Spirit of the Lord came down, the power of God came down, and God wrought a great and mighty work. Hallelujah. So God can do anything. You just continue to praise him with a sincere heart. And while you're singing unto the Lord, oh, it's no telling what God will do, how he'll come in and take over.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. It happened. There are some witnesses who can attest that singing to the glory of God has caused the power of God to fall down on them.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. and glory. Hallelujah. The greatness of God was revealed through that praise. Amen. We just thank God. Hallelujah. So don't stop praising the Lord. Keep on praying and keep on seeking God. And we ask that you will continue to pray for us as was already requested. We are praying for you, and we want you to know that God loves you, and we're going to bring the broadcast to a close. Before we close out, Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
No.
Okay.
No, that's it.
Evangelist Khadijah?
Amen. Not at this time. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God. This does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We thank you for your patience. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we also are looking forward to you tuning in with us for the next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord and let's keep praying. Until we meet, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and stay safe.